on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to FarmJournalTV.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at FarmJournalTV.com.
See website for details. Bills Happen is not a lender and does not make credit decisions. Hey, Bills Happen. So when you need extra cash fast, go to BillsHappen.com. Have you been turned down? Are your credit cards maxed out? Do you have bad credit? Go to BillsHappen.com. All you need is a job and a checking account. You can find a lender and get up to $5,000 cash as early as tomorrow at BillsHappen.com. BillsHappen.com is the smart way to get a personal lender now. So if you need extra money for car repairs, medical bills, family emergencies, whatever you need cash for, go to BillsHappen.com and you can get the money you need as soon as the next day, up to $5,000. At BillsHappen.com, our process is safe, secure, and all online. No one to deal with in person. And BillsHappen does not charge you any fees to use our service. It's easy. When you need a lender, just remember, when bills happen, go to BillsHappen.com. BillsHappen.com for the cash you need now. BillsHappen.com.
You're listening to WRGN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After a barrage of social media posts yesterday, President Trump and Elon Musk have quieted their feud over the budget bill. ABC's Jonathan Carl spoke to the president earlier today.
Trump told me he has no interest. He's not particularly interested in talking to what he called the man who has lost his mind. So I wouldn't look for a detente anytime soon. Trump, I have to say, though, he didn't sound particularly concerned about all of this. He wanted to talk about other things, and he was rather dismissive of the whole controversy.
Congressional Democrats say the bill hurts Americans beyond Musk's criticism, especially cuts to key programs like Medicaid. The Trump administration announcing new sanctions targeting 35 entities and individuals accused of taking part in Iran's shadow banking network to funnel money to the regime. And the May jobs report was better than expected, showing American employers added 139,000 jobs last month. This is ABC News. Off the coast of Bali, authorities say they are still working to locate the wreckage of a tour boat that capsized, passengers jumping into the water when that boat flooded.
Passengers desperate to get off the boat after it was hit with a large wave, the cabin filling with water. Lauren Daig was in Bali to celebrate her birthday, instead finding herself fighting for her life.
I just smashed the window with my foot. I didn't even think twice about it.
Passengers desperately clinging to the overturned boat as it flipped on its side and began to sink. Some swimming to the shore, others jumping to nearby boats coming to their rescue.
ABC's Brick Clinet. A severe weather threat returning to the south through the weekend. Here's ABC's Lee Goldberg.
We have tornado watches, southern plains into the southwest. We've had tornado reports near the New Mexico-Texas line. Could have some strong tornadoes there. This is the beginning of a multi-day severe threat across the south. It's Texas, Oklahoma, Tennessee Valley into the weekend, eventually Atlanta and the Carolinas.
I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Why'd I go to the doctor? My heart would race just taking my son to practice. It didn't feel right. So I got checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit NoTimeToWait.com, sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free select DeWalt, Craftsman, or Kobalt tool with purchase of a select battery kit. Plus, get a free Werner 2-foot aluminum ladder when you buy an 8-foot fiberglass ladder. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Aylin. At the Capitol, budget negotiations between Governor Tony Evers and Republican leaders have broken down, but Joint Finance Committee co-chair Representative Mark Bourne remains optimistic.
I think we can still accomplish the budget in our timeline. It's certainly going to means maybe a few longer meetings, but there's always budget meetings usually get long anyway. Those of you that have been around a while know that. So we think we can still finish the budget on time.
Warren said Republicans broke off negotiations because the Democratic governor demanded spending increases that outpaced tax cuts they wanted. And even a spokesperson says that's not accurate. Republican lawmakers introduced legislation to increase transparency in hospital pricing. Dr. Nicole Hemkes is owner and medical director of Advocate MD, a direct primary care practice in Madison.
The current experience is that patients do not know the cost of these services until months later when they get their explanation of benefits from their insurance company. So this needs to change.
Legislation would require hospitals to publish clear, accessible pricing information online for both common procedures and the full range of hospital services. The U.S. Supreme Court rules that a Wisconsin charity doesn't have to pay state unemployment taxes.
Thursday's unanimous ruling involves the Catholic Charities Bureau, which argued the state violated the U.S. Constitution's religious freedom guarantee by requiring payment of the tax while exempting other faith-based groups. Wisconsin argued Catholic Charities has paid the tax for decades and isn't exempt because day-to-day operations don't involve religious teachings. Catholic Charities said it's due the exemption because its disability services are motivated by religious beliefs. It appealed a Wisconsin Supreme Court ruling which upheld the state's position to the U.S. Supreme Court. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Real Country 1430 WRDN reminds you to shop our area businesses in the listening area first. From Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, Ellsworth, Alma, and everywhere in between. Find the products and services you need all at affordable prices. You know, these local businesses offer personal service you just don't get at box stores. Shopping locally first not only supports our friends and neighbors, but also supports you. Our local businesses contribute to many school and civic organizations. They provide jobs and they help strengthen our economies. Shop locally first. This reminder from Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Overcast but calm today. Comfortable high temperatures scraping about 70 and rain likely. Maybe some rumbles of thunder this afternoon. Starting the day off tomorrow with partial sunshine, highs will reach the mid-70s. But more scattered showers and some storms could pop up in the afternoon. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 72.
Solid gains in the grain markets to end the week. The lean hog market pushed sharply higher, and buyers, man, oh man, buyers stayed active right through the end of the week in the cattle complex. We'll cover markets, and then we are heading to Louisiana to catch up with America's Conservation Ag Movement.
Live, the checkered flag is out via Farm Journal broadcast. This is Agri Talk. This afternoon, we'll begin with a conversation with Kyle Swallow from Ducks Unlimited. Then it's Willis Nelson from Nelson and Sons Farm. Later, Trevor Newkirk from Syngenta. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson. Now, here's the host of AgriTalk, Jeff Hurry.
All right. Thank you so much, Davis. Hey, I don't know. Have you got that breaking news? There it is. I wondered if you had that handy or not.
I can add a little cowbell, too.
Perfect. There is news that Besant, Ludwig, and Greer, Trump's trade team, the varsity team for Trump's trade, will be going to London for talks with China on Monday.
Oh, okay.
That's, man, I said it this morning on the free-for-all with Haney and Paul Niefer. Mm-hmm. You don't send that team without high expectations that something is going to get done, something meaningful is going to get done.
Yeah.
So, this is something. This is some news that we're looking for, hopefully it will happen. And also, little extra breaking news for you. Just got it confirmed, there's no reason to think that this won't happen. Just got it confirmed that we will have a conversation with USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins on Monday morning.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Along with Senator Chuck Grassley.
Oh, my goodness. We'll be off to a great start next week.
How do you even keep up with it? I don't know.
I about can't wait for the green flag now, the big
no
green
doubt.
Leafy flag itself.
yeah, let's get that thing going. Let's get it going. We are going to spend the rest of today, after we get through the news, down in Vidalia, Louisiana. We are going to be at America's Conservation Ag Movement, a special model day, model farm day.
Oh, cool.
And it is hosted by National Black Growers Council member Willis Nelson. So we're heading down there to have a conversation with Willis.
Cool.
We'll talk with Ducks Unlimited. We'll talk with Syngenta. We've got a lot of ground that we need to cover today, dude.
Wow. Wow. Great show.
Wait, you ready to go?
Yeah, I think I'm ready.
Let's
I think I'm ready here. Wheat futures erased early session losses and pushed to a higher settlement. Tightening supplies of exportable wheat for the 25-26 marketing year provided support, along with uncertainty about the size of the Chinese crop and what that might do to the country's import needs. In concern about the size and quality of the hard red winter wheat crop in the southeastern production areas, and the market built momentum into the end of the week, July soft red winter wheat futures on Monday started near the low of the week, ended today at the high of the week, Chip. Spring wheat futures recovered from a midweek price setback to end near the high of the week. Less than ideal growing conditions in North Dakota supported spring wheat prices. July HRW wheat futures today 6¾ higher at 549¼. July soft red wheat up 9¼ to 554¾. September spring wheat futures closed at 644, up 8 cents on the day, Chip.
All right. On the week, July SRW wheat futures up 20¾ cents. We're knocking on the door of harvest, and we just put 20¾ cents on that front month SRW contract. HRW July up 16 cents, and September spring wheat futures up 6¾ cents on the week.
Well, Chip, spreaders were aggressive in the corn market again. Today, they were taking profits on short July, long December spreads. The July Dease spread at mid-morning had narrowed to a nickel, with the old crop at a discount to the new crop. But that spread widened to 6¾ by the close. Trade issues and negotiations with Mexico and Japan were a weight on old crop corn futures this week, while planting delays in the Tennessee and Ohio River basins pushed new crop futures higher. July corn established support at 437¾ on Monday morning, traded on both sides of pivotal 440 each day this week, Chip. July corn futures today 3 cents higher, 442½. September corn up 1¾, 433¼. December corn futures closed at 449¼. That's up a penny on the day, Chip.
Dude, get this. July corn on the week down a penny and a half. December corn on the week was up 10¾.
Mm.
Now, that's the kind of price action that you would expect if both of those contracts had a $7 handle.
Huh.
Not with a mid $4 handle. You just don't expect that kind of swing in a spread at this time of the year.
Well, after trading lower on Monday, July soybean futures posted 4 consecutive higher closes to finish near the high of the week. July bean oil gapped higher overnight, slipped back to fill the gap, and then recovered to close near the high of the week. Spread unwinding against long meal positions helped support bean oil. Today's price action generated speculation that EPA is close to announcing blending mandates under the renewable fuel standard. Adding support to bean prices was the reportedly very positive call between President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping. On the supply side of the market, traders see little risk to yield in the weather forecast. July soybeans 5½ cents higher, 10¹¼. August beans up 4¼ cents to 10¹¾. November beans closed at 10¹37. That's up 3¾ cents, Chip.
July beans on the week up 15½ cents. November soybeans up 10¼. July bean oil used everything that it got today and was up 61 points on the week. July soybean meal was down 66.0 cents on the week.
Well, December cotton posted an inside week with a high range open and a low range close, with prices consolidating around the 68-cent level. December cotton today 23 points higher to 68.21, Chip.
Yeah, 46 points higher on the week.
June live cattle futures gapped higher for a second consecutive session, then
Crazy.
Slipped back to fill the gap before shooting to another all-time high in front month futures. Choice boxed beef was $1.36 lower this morning, select beef a dime higher, but the cash market had already scored a new all-time high earlier this week. Today, June fat cattle were $3.40 higher, $2.26.30, and the contract still at a big discount to the cash market, Chip. August feeder futures up a buck to a new all-time high, $3.10.15. And over to your snout side, June lean hogs gapped higher and opened on session lows, rallied to close above 102.50 for the first time since February 18. June lean hog futures a buck 77 and a half higher at 102.62 and a half. And here's your July up 230, 107.10. Chip?
Excellent. All right. On the week, June live cattle up $10.82.5.
Wow.
August feeder cattle up $11.32.5. June lean hogs up $1.30. You mentioned the boxed beef prices.
Yes.
The choice select spread. You got the choice this morning. This morning, $365.49. The select $356.71. That's an $8.78 spread between the choice and select. In other words, they're just coming for beef. They're still paying the premium for the choice, but it's not that much of a premium to the select. It's they're coming after beef in a big, big, big way, and it sure showed up in the cash market. Cash market's still at a premium. All right, we're heading to Louisiana next for an ACAM meeting next here on AgriTalk.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to FarmJournalTV.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at FarmJournalTV.com.
This is Andrew McRae, host of The American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends from grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Tyne Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
Game is on the line.
June Dairy Month is a special time to discover, taste, and celebrate the legacy of Wisconsin dairy. Dairy farming is key to Wisconsin's economy and communities. Because 95% of Wisconsin farms are family-owned, our dairy farmers are committed to incorporating science and sound practices to ensure they produce the best quality milk while protecting the planet. Visit WisconsinDairy.com to find a local dairy breakfast and raise a glass to the goodness of Wisconsin dairy.
Thank you, dairy farmers, for all of your hard work. This June Dairy Month message is being brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
Join Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin to discover, taste, and celebrate Wisconsin dairy during June Dairy Month. Wisconsin dairy generates more than $45 billion to Wisconsin's economy. That's over $86,000 per minute. Wisconsin has always been a leader in dairy. That's why we are a dairy powerhouse. Visit WisconsinDairy.com to find a local dairy breakfast and raise a glass to the goodness of Wisconsin dairy.
Day, the country experience.
On your favorite radio station or your preferred digital device, AgriTalk is live every weekday.
All right, welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad that you are with us on this Friday afternoon. It's going to be a little bit of a different afternoon show for you today. We are heading down to Louisiana, and today's Model Farm Field Day at Vidalia, Louisiana, was hosted by the National Black Growers Council and sponsored by America's Conservation Ag Movement. Big thank you to Willis Nelson. We're going to talk to Willis at the bottom of the hour. But Willis opened up his farm today and is sharing his story with the people there at in attendance at Vidalia, Louisiana. One of the guys down there, it was Kyle Swallow. Kyle is the Ducks Unlimited Rice Stewardship Coordinator, and he joins us right now. Kyle, thanks for making time, man. How are you?
Doing great, Chip. Thank you.
Good, 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 good. Man, you are down there in duck paradise, aren't you?
Well, we hope so. If the weather, as long as the weather cooperates and, we have enough cold weather to send them down.
Yeah, yeah. Tell me what the Rice Stewardship Coordinator does for Ducks Unlimited.
What I do, I serve Louisiana. There's also one in, Arkansas. So I work on a daily basis with rice growers. And me and my team try and we're kind of the GPS through the farm bill programs for rice farmers. We help them look at different conservation programs, not only farm bill programs. It doesn't matter if it's Ducks Unlimited program, a USA Rice program, a Section 319 program through the state. We just want to make sure every dollar earmarked for conservation gets in the hands of a farmer.
Gotcha. Gotcha. All right, Kyle. Well, I've never had an opportunity to get down there and shoot any ducks over a rice field. I've done plenty of hunting over cornfields, bean fields, along the Mississippi River up here in eastern Iowa. But, man, ducks and rice, they go together in more places than on the dinner plate, don't they?
Absolutely. You say they go together like peanut butter and jelly, but, in our case, it's more like red beans and rice.
Yes. I gotcha.
Rice farms are set up for ducks. Yeah. The food is there for migrating waterfowl heading south, for the winter. The three big priority areas that Ducks Unlimited works, the non-breeding areas, are the Central Valley of California, the lower Mississippi Alluvial Valley, where I am right now, and also the Louisiana-Texas Gulf Coast. Now, what all three of these things have in common is that's where America's rice is grown.
Yeah. How, when you go out and have a conversation with a rice grower about developing some habitat for ducks down there, what does that conversation sound like, Kyle?
It usually starts out, it depends on what their rotation is, whether I'm down the southern end, along the Gulf, where predominantly the rice farms are rice crawfish rotations. Okay. And that's very different from a rice soybean or rice corn rotation like you would find up here. So we usually start out by going through NRCS conservation programs and different conservation practices, building shallow water habitat and managing it for waterfowl.
Okay. All right. So what kind of conservation practices do you put in place in a rice crawfish farm rotation? I mean, Davis, I don't know about you, but that just sounds like something that would happen on the moon. a crawfish rice rotation on a farm. But what kind of conservation practices are available to the growers down there, Kyle?
Well, usually what we do is there's Conservation Code 644, Practice 644, shallow water development. And what you're doing is you're closing your water control structures after harvest, by November 1st and holding it till February 15th. Now, if you can hold it longer, that's a different activity. And of course, if you're doing crawfish, you're probably going to hold it till May or June.
Right.
Crawfish isn't the greatest habitat, crawfish ponds. The water's a little deep for dabbling ducks. You know, dabbling ducks are usually like pintail, mallards, teal. You know, they like it shallow. Crawfish ponds tend to be 14 to 18 inches. It's a little deep, but, you know, ducks prefer that over dry land.
Yeah, they'd use that for loafing areas instead of feeding areas, wouldn't they,
Kyle? Well, what they're doing, you know, in the old days with old equipment, there was plenty of spilled grain and weeds, and plenty of food available. Now, not so much. But now, you know, yes, they do use it as loafing areas. And a lot of times what they'll do is they'll come back, you know, they'll go and feed at night somewhere, mm-hmm. and then they'll come during the day and sit and loaf. And what they're doing is they're storing up energy to keep heading south. Now, it also is perfect habitat for resident species like black-bellied whistling ducks or wood ducks, who they don't migrate as much as the others.
Gotcha.
A lot of them stay year-round, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And I know that you guys get a lot of the Iowa wood ducks make their way down into that part of the world. But, you know, we've got them almost year-round up here in Iowa, too. I get it. I hear exactly what you're saying. So when Ducks Unlimited works with a grower, what kind of support does Ducks Unlimited provide to landowners, to growers, when they're working on conservation projects?
Well, what we do is not only do we help find EQIP and CSP, you know, Farm Bill programs, applications, and we turn them into the field office. But once they go to contract, a lot of times we're the ones doing the certifications, you know, whether, and also helping with nutrient management plans, pest management plans. We also have regional conservation partnership programs, the RCPPs, that came out in the Farm Bill in 2014, where, you know, the year before is when our Ducks Unlimited and USA Rice got together. And, you know, their main goals was to see rice on the landscape, improve water quality, you know, make irrigation more efficient, and also wetland conservation, you know, improve that. And so with these RCPPs that said, you know, we need cooperators working together. And that's whenever, you know, Ducks Unlimited and USA Rice came together. And so it was additional conservation money for different things. You know, we have a couple of different RCPPs going on right now. One where we go from, you know, all this demand on irrigation demand on the aquifers, you know, pulling from groundwater. Now, you know, we had a program where we cost share converting it if you have a good supply of surface water nearby, you know. So you're not drawing that groundwater, not to mention it cleans surface water. You know, we've done many water samples pulling muddy surface water, you know, very turbid, as they're pumping it on rice. And then 7-8 weeks later, whenever releasing it, we pull another sample and we compare the two.
Yeah.
And I've done it on 20 or 30 different farms, and everyone is the exact same thing. You know, you have a huge decrease in total suspended solids, in turbidity, in nitrate, in nitrite, and in phosphorus. So
that's fantastic.
Basically, rice farms are a giant filter strip.
Yeah. I was just thinking the same thing. I mean, I look at the wetlands that we've got up here in the wetland system, how you keep progressing things down to a bigger pond, but you've got that filter system set up right there, and it's farmed every year. How successful is the effort down there, Kyle?
Oh, it's been great. You know, in Louisiana, we had about $2.2 million to help out. We wound up with about 16 contracts. If we would have had double the money, we could have easily, funded those.
Yeah, very cool. Not to mention
using surface water from an economic standpoint, it costs less than half compared to, you know, you're not pulling water from 150 feet deep in the ground.
That's cool. We've only got about 30 seconds left here. What's the future look like for you down there?
Hot. It's It's great. You know, there's always always something different. You know, I couldn't ask for a better place to work. You know, we work with our supply chain sponsors. Yeah. They help us out a lot. You know, like Nutrien and Mosaic, Walmart Foundation, and you know, Anheuser-Busch.
Yeah.
You know, it's great.
That's fantastic. Kyle, thank you for spending some time with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You bet. That is Kyle Swallow. He is the Ducks Unlimited Race Stewardship Coordinator there in Louisiana. We've got the guy coming up next, Willis Nelson, Nelson Farms, here on AgriTalk.
Farmers know the land, every hill, every valley. You know what works and what you need to keep your farm running and your equipment humming. You also understand the need for affordable electricity that you can rely on. A modern, reliable power grid is the backbone of our nation's energy. But it's time to give farmers a seat at the table as the nation discusses transmission build-out. Let's build a grid that works as hard as you do. Support thoughtful transmission build-out. Power your farm and power America. Learn more about how we can power rural America at empowerruralamerica.com.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use database uses photo matching technology across multiple social media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.org.
Let's go to the markets page at profarmer.com and check today's closes. For July, hard red winter wheat futures were 6 3/4 higher at 549 and a quarter. July soft red wheat up 9 1/4 cents to 554 and 3/4. July corn futures were 3 cents higher at 442 and 1/2. December corn futures closed at 449 and a quarter. That's up a penny today. July soybean futures 5.5 cents higher at 1057 and a quarter. November beans close at 10.37. That's up 3 3/4 cents today. December cotton 23 points higher, 68.21. On your livestock's June fat cattle, $3.40 higher to 226.30. August feeder futures up a buck to a new all-time high, 310.15. June lean hog futures $1.77.5 higher, 102.62.5. Get more. Visit tryprofarmer.com.
Hi, I'm Paul Niefer.
UtterTech is celebrating June Dairy Month by donating 1 gallon of milk to area food pantries with every web order. Visit UtterTechInc.com and order your waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech working gear is ready to go for the next day. Visit UtterTechInc.com. Place your order, and UtterTech will donate 1 gallon of milk to area food pantries.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote. We dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Overcast but calm today. Comfortable high temperatures scraping about 70 and rain likely. Maybe some rumbles of thunder this afternoon. Starting the day off tomorrow with partial sunshine, highs will reach the mid-70s. But more scattered showers and some storms could pop up in the afternoon. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 72.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. When news breaks, the newsmakers talk about it on AgriTalk with Chip Flory.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. Today's Model Farm Field Day, Vidalia, Louisiana, was hosted by the National Black Growers Council and sponsored by America's Conservation Ag Movement. Willis Nelson, Nelson Farms, was nice enough to open up his farm gate and say, come on in, take a look at what we're doing. And Willis joins us right now. It is good to get to know you, Willis. How are you?
Doing good. How about yourself?
Doing real fine, real fine. Tell us about your operation down there.
Quick, easy. I'm a third-generation farmer. We grow corn, cotton, soybeans. We first-time rice, and we grow a little milo and wheat. So we grow everything.
Okay. All right. Did you say rice for the first time?
Yes, this is our first year.
All right, what got you into that?
The money.
Plain and simple. Plain and simple. I love it. So how does the, when you set up and do rice for the first time, it's got to take an incredible amount of work and prep, doesn't it?
Yes, yes. So it's four brothers. Courtney, he worked with a guy, and he was a big rice farmer for a long time. So he's got a good history on it. We got a lot of good help coming. A lot of help, you know, guys with history, and they willing to help us get it going. The biggest part we had to do is get a grain drill. And from there, it's been, you know, we already know how to farm. So
yeah,
it's basically planting the seed and watch it grow.
Love it. Love it. All right. How's the season been for you this year, Willis? I mean, every time I turn around, I look at the radar, and you guys are getting more rain, right?
Yeah, it's probably been the wettest spring since I've been farming. You know, we'll plant 2 days and be out the field a week and a half, 2 weeks, plant 2 days, you know. We run real hard for 48 hours, then we're home for the next, you know, week. You know, this has been a tough growing season, but I'm blessed. We got a crop in, and it's further north of us. They just got started this week, you know.
They just got started this week further north of you. Good grief. That's getting late for everything, isn't it, Willis?
Real late, you know, real late. And it's tough on us.
I mean, you look at what some of the – what does your cotton crop look like right now?
Wow. The ones that made it through the rain, it looked great. We got some that flooded out on the tail end. I planted 400 acres the week before last, and it's pretty much destroyed. We're going to have to replant it all if we could get in there by the 10th.
Okay, by the 10th. After that, what do you do with that?
Now it's a numbers game. Good thing we had our insurance guy and our banker down. He plays both parts, and he wanted to know, like, he's gonna run some numbers for us. We might go beans, you know. I don't like to let land sit out, but if the beans won't pay for itself, it's no good. And this late in the season, we plant them, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Good grief. Good grief. Okay. So today's event included information about soil health, conservation, next-gen planting. How was today's field day? How did it help prepare you to meet the challenges that you're dealing with down there right now? What did it do for you?
Well, for me, I wouldn't say a lot, but for other farmers, yeah. I wanted people to see a farm because that's not our best farm, but it was a farm. And most people see the big glamorous farm. I can show you that too. But I wanted people to see the real world of farming. Everything is not great all the time. And this challenging, we're getting torrential rain, big rains. It's not a little growing. We call them growing rains. We're getting packing rains and stuff like that. Yeah. So that's very hard on us. And I wanted to show them the progress of the crop, what it was looking like. We had other farmers there, and they was telling me, "Oh, we're going through the same thing, you know." And it's not just us. We in this together as farmers. So I wanted everyone to know, and not just not just the farmer, but the outside of agriculture to know that we is having a tough time right now.
Yeah. Yep. You know, Tyne Morgan, the host of U.S. Farm Report, did a story on AgWeb here not too long ago about the tough times that are happening down in South agriculture right now. And it has gotten some unbelievable attention. I mean, the word is out, Willis. I don't think there's any question that, that people have a really good understanding, or, well, I don't know if I should go that far or not, but there is an understanding of what's going on down there. And this cotton market is doing absolutely nothing to help you guys out.
No, no, we didn't. We slashed our acres over half. You know, in the past 2 years, we slashed them in half. We down to about 400. We normally would want to plant 1,000 acres of cotton every year. But we didn't. This year, we was planning on being about 400 and 400 plus, about, you know, low 400s.
Right, right. Wow. Okay, on conservation efforts down there, Willis, what kind of resources do you rely on for information on what you can do on the conservation side?
NRCS.
Yeah.
NRCS, they're real big. I'm on the committee for my parish. I'm on the board for my parish. And so it's been a big plus to us to learn about conservation. And not just, I'm probably the agronomist of the family. So it's my job to go out and find these things and see the benefit of them. And we have a lot of good practices. Cover crop is the number one. We big on cover crop. And minimal tillage, we don't do a lot of tillage. Sometimes we do no tillage. And that's saving on the bottom line. You know, frill is still high. It's came down some, but it's still high. You know, less passes with the tractor, you know, breaking the ground, stuff like that. That's a good thing for us.
Yeah, absolutely. So when you look at these conservation efforts, of course, you got to go. You already mentioned your banker. You got to look straight at the bottom line, and if it's going to cost you money and not give you any return, it just doesn't get implemented, does it?
No, right. It doesn't get implemented, and sometimes it costs a lot to upfront to do the practice, you know,
right,
for the transform the operation from this to that. So that's what NRCS, these Ducks Unlimited. I'm not part of theirs, but Mississippi State. It was a lot of conservation practices that was offering us outside of the NRCS, and them right there, them dollars helped us be able to move to a better conservation practice.
Gotcha. Okay, so they showed up at your farm today. What do you hope the attendees of today's sessions, what do you hope they take home with them?
For one, I hope that the next gen, the generation, I like that they back out on the farm, they can see where corn come from. They can see how rice is grown, what their clothes is going to be made out of, cotton, soybeans. And I wanted, and not only that, this is not the only part of agriculture. We have accountants, we need lawyers. More agronomists. We need, you know, we need a whole, this technology, drone pilots. We need all that to come into agriculture, and we got to bring agriculture back to where it should be, back to its glory days.
Gotcha. Willis, you're on the board of the National Black Growers Council, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, what does that organization provide for you?
It's basically for me. I can tell you for me. It give me hope. Like, I see others like me, and not only that, they give out a lot of information, shared information. I could call them, and it's just a network, big network of farmers that share information. And what they think all is sustainability, profitability, you know, all that. But, and that's important. But for me, I can speak for me, that's what they gave me.
Well, and I got to believe there's some legacy planning in there. You're third generation. Making plans for a fourth there?
Oh, yeah. Fifth. My dad got great grands already, so it's the fifth generation coming, you know. And I just started Nelson's Next Generation. I'm a set that up for all the nephews and my sons. And we're going to start them off small. It is not row crop, but I want them to get the benefits of all the farming. And if they want to go in big ag, that's where I want them to go. And hopefully they'll go, but I want them to learn steps up to this, you know, as we did coming up.
Okay. So does the MBGC, does that help identify some opportunities for you out there?
Yes, yes. The partnerships we have with Bayer, Syngenta, Corteva, Cargill, it's been good partnerships. They have provided us with a lot of opportunities, and they helped got the word out a little bit better. You know, we're close-knit community farmers, you know, so it just helped spread it a little bit faster.
Yeah. Yeah. You looking forward to your sons being part of the organization?
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. I'm ready for them to sign up to be members now. I got a guy named John Salamari up in Ohio. I met him at Syngenta Ag Leadership Training, and he became a member. You know, he the first one official, so from that area. So it's I'm looking for everyone to join, and we could just grow this thing.
Okay. All right. So if someone is interested in joining the National Black Growers Council, how do they do that?
Go to mbgc.com, and it's on the website, quick and easy, or you could call me.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Willis, thank you for spending time with us, man. It was good to get to know you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, Willis Nelson, Nelson Farms down there in Louisiana. It's part of the American Conservation Ag Movement Model Farm Day down there in Vidalia, Louisiana today. All right, we're going to continue the conversations. We've got Trevor Newkirk from Syngenta up next.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
The 2025 Northern Wisconsin State Fair is back, July 9th through the 13th in Chippewa Falls. Experience 5 full days of rides, food, animals, free attractions, and family fun. Plus, the Line of Cougar Main Stage brings you Montgomery Gentry featuring Eddie Montgomery, Hairball, Flo Rida, and Foreigner. Get your tickets and details at NWSFA.com. Make it a summer to remember. We'll see you at the fair.
From the toasty mozzarella on top of your favorite pizza to the mound of real whipped cream on top of your favorite ice cream sundae, so many of the foods we enjoy are dairy products, and they get their start on the dairy farms of America. And we take this opportunity to say thanks to the men and women who operate our dairies and dairy farms.
Today and every day, we salute our dairy industry.
Thank you, dairy farmers, for all of your hard work throughout the year. This June Dairy Month salute is being brought to you by Tractor Central, Durand, Mondovi, Menominee.
Every piece of land tells a story. The right equipment helps you tell it your way. Impromptu ball games, evenings with friends, or working on your own little piece of paradise. That's your story. A John Deere mower from Tractor Central helps you get there with precision, comfort, speed, and even a little fun. Visit Tractor Central to find the right John Deere lawn tractor or zero turn for your property. And a quality cut? That's only the beginning. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
You'd like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-515-1548.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report. Both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-515-1548. That's 800-515-1548.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Day one. The hardest day. The day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Tyne Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-409-1936. 800-409-1936. 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
I don't know what you're thinking. So call us at 855-4-TALK-AG and tell us what's on your mind.
Got no reason.
All right, welcome back to AgriTalk. We're spending a little time down in Vidalia, Louisiana, at a model farm. It's hosted by the National Black Growers Council, sponsored by America's Conservation Ag Movement. They're talking conservation at the Nelson and Sons Farm. Down there, Vidalia, Louisiana. Part of the conversation, Trevor Newkirk, Syngenta Retail Rep. Trevor, welcome to AgriTalk. It's good to talk with you.
Thank you very much. Thank you all for having me.
You bet. Glad you're here. As I understand it, you work with Willis down there on the on his farm. Is that right?
So I work more with his crop advisor, crop consultant Jones. So that's kind of my role within Syngenta, is to work with the crop consultants firsthand, show them our products, let them take it to their growers where it fits. But so, yes, we all kind of work together as one big team.
Gotcha. Gotcha. What are you doing there on the Nelson farm to help them be successful on all their efforts? You know, profitability, conservation, grow those crops. What are you doing?
Right. So luckily for Syngenta, you know, we have a broad portfolio. We have pre-emergent herbicides, post-emergent herbicides, fungicides, insecticides, as well as seed care products. And with them, they have a wide crop variety of rotation, you know, corn, rice, soybeans, and cotton. And so with us, we can look to see what products of ours, whether it's a pre-emergent herbicide followed by a post, how to keep their crops clean from weeds or clean from diseases. And so myself, working with Hank Jones, trying to find a what fits their farm the best. What do we need to do? Do we need to start behind the planter with a pre-emergent herbicide and then come back early with a post and, you know, in a soybean situation with a fungicide or seed care? So just trying to work closely with the Nelson crew, as well as the consultant, to provide them resources, as well as the whole Syngenta team backing them and backing our products.
Yeah, Trevor, you know, up here we do a two-crop rotation, and making sure that you don't do something in one year to screw things up for the next year is guys know what they're doing with the two-crop rotation. But when you talk about cotton, rice, corn, soybeans, you know, and whatever else you guys are into down there on Nelson's Nelson Farms, it takes some strategery down there to make sure that you don't mess things up, right?
Yes, sir. You've definitely got to look at some labels and read closely. You don't want to put something as a that has a plant back interval of a 15 months or, you know, 12 yeah. months. So you have to really be strategic to what you're putting and kind of even have an idea of what you're going to be bringing, what you're going to be planting the next year. So we're not putting something to prevent us from being able to plant the crop that we're going to want to plant in there next year. So reading labels, and that's kind of where I come in with a grower or with a consultant. You know, if they have a question about one of our products, they know that they can call me or call their consultant, who will then get in contact with me, and I can walk them through, well, hey, if we do soybeans this year and we have boundary behind the planter, think about the plant back interval or any kind of our fumescent products. They have a real long plant back to other crops. So we do have to be strategic to what we're spraying out there. We can't just have this year in mind. We have to also have next year in mind.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And with the options that you've got down there, you better get it right, no doubt about it. So when we talk about the inputs, you've got to use them in a responsible way. Growers have got to be good stewards of their resources and still keep an eye on the bottom line, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And in a year like, you know, we've had the past couple of years with where the market is, and knowing that whatever we're putting out there, whether it's a fungicide application as an input, and being able to be strategic and not waste all of our money, but know that you see the benefits, especially, you know, for our fungicides, we think about plant health. Plant health is big to Syngenta, and what our products, our fungicides bring is plant health, but also protection of that plant from diseases. We're in Louisiana. It's hot, it's wet, it's dry, it's everything in between. I mean, we've had a really wet spring. Yeah. Now it's 93 and sunshiny, and it's only going to get hotter. And then we're going to have these pop-up showers. So disease presence is a big thing for a Louisiana farmer, for consultants, for industry. So we have to be aware of the inputs and the cost that we're putting into this acre to take care of it, but also that it will, you know, be a high yielding crop to be able to bring the money back to our yeah. growers' pockets.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, what do you hope that the attendees of today's meeting, what do you hope they take home with them?
You know, I hope they see that there's a lot of good products out there, but I want them to see that the team of, you know, not just Syngenta, but that there's industry people here who want to help a grower. Yeah. We're not here, you know, we love playing in the dirt. We love taking care of a grower's crop. And I love trying new things and seeing new things and then being able to take it to a grower. And cool. and to be able to explain it to them and to see the benefit of a fungicide, of a pre-emergent herbicide or an insecticide. So just being letting them know that, hey, we're here. Call us. Use us. We want to help. It's our
Very
job
cool.
to help.
Very cool. Very cool. Trevor, thank you so much for spending some time with us.
Absolutely. Thank you all very much.
All right. That's Trevor Newkirk, Syngenta Retail Representative. All right. Let's jump out, take a quick look at the National Weather Service 6 to 10-day outlook. Guys, we've got above normal temperatures across the entire Corn Belt. The bullseye on that, South Dakota, North Nebraska, Iowa, southern Minnesota, but high probability of above normal temperatures over the entire Corn Belt. Above normal precipitation is also in the outlook for June 12th through the 16th. Jump out to the 8 to 14 day. The above normal temperatures stick around for the entire Corn Belt. We've got above normal precipitation expected in North Dakota, northern South Dakota, Minnesota, Iowa, and points to the east. Southwest South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, most of Oklahoma looking at near normal on the precipitation outlook. Come back Monday morning. We got Machinery Pete, Senator Chuck Grassley, and USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins right here on AgriTalk.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app.
you'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Father's Day, visit Boot Barn for top quality gifts that pay tribute to the lasting heritage of the West. From handcrafted cowboy boots and American-made felt hats to durable jeans and outdoor gear, our in-store experts can guide you as you shop, assisting with boot sizing and helping you navigate the store so you can find the perfect gift. Share a piece of the American spirit with him this Father's Day. Boot Barn, unwrap the West.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-931-3030. So if you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, call now. Find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-931-3030 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
You're listening.